jurisdiction under the UCCJEA. Yes, you would guess that home state will have priority. And what is home state? Home state, to determine, is that there would be substantial contact or significant connection and substantial evidence. If you look at the UCCJEA section 201, parent A and B, which provide that significant connection jurisdiction exists when, one, the child and the parents of the child, or at least one parent or a person acting as a parent, have significant connection with the state other than mere physical presence. And B, substantial evidence is available in this state concerning the child's care, the child's protection, the child's training, and personal relationships. Here under UCCJEA, a court with jurisdiction may decline to exercise it if other state is a more convenient forum. So that court will have to be notified that jurisdiction, say, no, I decline, go ahead, take it over. Especially when I'm full with a lot of cases, you have time, go ahead, this case is there now. And that you will find in section 207 of the UCCJEA. And also, or the petitioner has engaged in unjustifiable conduct, and that you find in section 208 of the UCCJEA. Now, there are two requirements under UCCJEA for making or modifying a custody determination. And here are they. One, the court must have a basis of jurisdiction under the Act. So either subject matter jurisdiction. Two, the party must be given notice and opportunity to be heard. You remember that due notice, that properly notified. And personal jurisdiction over a party or child based on physical presence in or minimum contact with the state, that is not required. Moreover, a court has personal jurisdiction over a party or child where a child cannot adjudicate case custody unless it has a basis for exercising jurisdiction under the Act, all right, under this UCCJEA. So the court, a court that has personal jurisdiction over a party or child cannot adjudicate custody unless it has a basis for exercising its jurisdiction. So there must be a basis for it. Just the free willing saying, hey, I get it. What is the basis that you're exercising your authority? Now, the UCCJEA jurisdictional provision vary based on whether a case involves an initial custody or a visitation determination or modification of an existing order. So we change. The subsection describes the UCCJEA jurisdictional provisions and provides clear examples that illustrates the intended effect of many of these provisions. It also describes two grounds on which court may decline to exercise jurisdiction under the UCCJEA and examples. So we may look at some of this jurisdiction. We talk about initial jurisdiction. The UCCJEA established four bases for initial jurisdiction. Again, we have that home state we talked earlier, significant connection, more appropriate forum, and there's a vacuum jurisdiction. It also authorizes courts to issue temporary leave on emergency grounds. And these jurisdictional bases are